Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. On Monday on Bloke in a Bar, we were talking about the New Zealand Warriors and how COVID is going to impact them as a franchise over the next few years. And, you know, I was pretty clear that my number one worry is their junior development and everything. It's tough with COVID, but even without COVID, it's bloody tough. You've got all these other clubs around Australia that have got all these scouts and everything that are over in New Zealand. I know that the Roosters, they've got like an under-16s group of like 15 or 16 kids that they train with a couple of nights a week during the season or whatever. Like, and all the clubs would have something similar, maybe not to that degree. Maybe that's not exactly what the Roosters have, but it's something along those lines. So, the Warriors are always competing with all these other clubs, which makes it fucking difficult, but that's not even the hardest bit. That's the tip of the iceberg. They're also competing with, obviously, the All Blacks and New Zealand rugby, which is a religion over there. Just very, very tough to compete with. And I've spoken before, I remember, and you guys probably remember when I had Peter O'Sullivan on the podcast. He spoke about, you know, how he went to war with the ARU to sign this young kid, Eli Katoa. The New Zealand Warriors got him. They were so happy. And, you know, here we are a couple of years later, and whilst he hasn't probably fulfilled his complete potential, the Melbourne Storm just go, yoink, we will take him, and they'll turn him into a gun. It'll be like Isaiah Papali'i fucking all over again, and we'll sit here and go, why the Warriors let him go? It's like, well, fuck, the Warriors did the hardest yards in the world managing to get him away from rugby union, and then they lose him, obviously, to the Melbourne Storm. And good on Eli Katoa. I would go in a heartbeat as well, and I think the vast majority of New Zealand Warriors fans would 100% understand that. If you get an opportunity to join the Melbourne Storm as a back rower, you go in a heartbeat, especially with their two starting back rowers right now leaving the club. So it's a tough position the Warriors find themselves in. Junior development has really taken a hit over the last 2 years. But we did have some great news yesterday, and one that I don't know how much it'll excite you guys, but fuck, it excites me that the New Zealand Warriors will be returning to the New South Wales Cup. If you remember back in the day, the old Auckland Vulcans, they were called in New South Wales Cup, a great side, used to have unreal jerseys too. So I don't know if they're going to bring back the Vulcans or not, but the New Zealand Warriors will feature back in the New South Wales Cup. So we'll give them a proper reserve grade and an established team every week. The last few years, they've been playing in the Queensland Cup for the Redcliffe Dolphins, which has been fantastic. It's given a lot of guys a very good opportunity to go and play up there. But it will be good now that this team, they can be under the New Zealand Warriors banner. They can train as an entire squad instead of some guys staying with the Warriors, some guys going to the Redcliffe Dolphins. It just makes life a whole lot easier. And, you know, it's so much better when you've got a reserve grade team that is a genuine reserve grade team that is linked to your first grade side. So that is sensational. I'm so happy about it. But the one I'm really excited about is that they'll be part of the SG Ball. Now, I do believe the Warriors have been part of it before, but I don't think it was for too long. I could be wrong, though. Do your own research there. But regardless, what I love about this is the fact that now, if the Warriors are going to a 16 or 18-year-old who's a gun footy player, the All Blacks are all over him, all of a sudden, the Warriors become a little bit more appealing. And hear me out. If you're 16 to 18, I've got a younger brother that's that age at the moment. Obviously, know a lot of his mates, got a lot of cousins that are around the same age and whatnot. And talking to those guys, I mean, if you gave them the opportunity or to play for the New Zealand Warriors, their SG Ball, and all of a sudden every second weekend you get to fly to Australia, all of a sudden that becomes a lot more appealing. Now, the other side to it is, which unfortunately might work against the New Zealand Warriors, but you'll get a lot of these kids that will take the opportunity to play SG Ball because they will fly to Australia, they'll get to play every second weekend. It's unreal for a young bloke. You get a tracksuit, you get your jersey, you get all that shit, you get the new bag, you go to the airport. It'll be the experience of a lifetime. It'll be unreal. But what it also allows you to do is it allows you to come over here and play in front of the best scouts in Sydney, in New South Wales, every second week, which is huge. You will get so many player managers and coaches of clubs and everything watching these kids every single week. All of a sudden, the All Blacks opportunity, it's fantastic. Don't get me wrong, but have no doubt whatsoever. This makes the New Zealand Warriors rugby league franchise a little bit more appealing to young guys. Imagine being 16 to 18 and having the opportunity to every second week fly to Australia to play rugby league against the other NRL sides, the obviously the under-18s equivalent, but I think it'd be an unreal opportunity, and I think a lot of kids would seriously consider it. The Warriors, they've got an unreal kit and everything, and this is genuinely what 16 to 18-year-olds honestly have a look at. This is the stuff they think about. I've coached them. I talk to them. This sort of stuff will seriously appeal to them, and you know, it's going to appeal to their parents as well because they'll know that these kids will get the opportunity to go to Australia. They'll get to play in front of different scouts, different coaches, everything, every single week. And the under-18s, you're not that far away from playing first grade, realistically. You're only like you look at Joseph Suoli, he was playing first grade last year. He could have been playing SG Ball, yeah? It's under-19s now too, so it's really not that far off first grade. So for these guys to have the opportunity to fly over there and to be playing in front of people, I think it's going to be fucking huge. And I love this for the New Zealand Warriors. I think this is exactly what they need. They've got two cracking coaches for it as well. The first one is Adam Blair, 300 gamer in the NRL, champion player, played a lot of his footy at the New Zealand Warriors, was also the Māori captain a couple of years ago. So Adam Blair, a great pick there. He's already come out with some cracking croaks, quotes. I'm very excited about him becoming the coach of that side. The other one is Slade Griffin. Very underrated. We actually had Slade on the podcast last year in the lead-up to the grand final. No, I think it was the lead-up to the 2020 grand final because we interviewed him as a former Melbourne Storm player that had played the grand final. He's done it all in our game as well, Slade. So two guys that are going to be really good. Adam Blair, probably more on the superstar sort of level, you know, at different points in his career. There was a point there in, you know, 2011, 2012, where he was the best back rower in rugby league. Went to the West Tigers, as we all know, that sort of went to shit. But, you know, as his career went on, he went to the Warriors. He was great there. He's had some time with the Broncos, etc. Played for the Kiwis, Māori captain at one point. So he's done it all in our game, Adam Blair, and he's the sort of the superstar they've got there. But then they've also got Slade Griffin, who also achieved a lot, but a bit more of a journeyman-like, I guess you could call him. Obviously played for a couple of clubs, but just a handy, tough-as-nails guy. So I think the New Zealand Warriors and their juniors, they'll be in really good hands here, and it I promise you, it will be a great advertisement to other young footballers in New Zealand who are tossing up, do I go down the rugby union path or do I go down the league path? And, you know, last year, if you were sitting in that boat, you go, well, the Warriors aren't even fucking here. There isn't a team that's going to go over and play in Australia. I'll be playing in a local comp here anyway. Why wouldn't I go to rugby union? The Warriors aren't even here, for God's sake. And when they are, they're a bit of a shit fight anyway. All of a sudden, the Warriors, they're going to be back in New Zealand. Hopefully, they'll be a little bit more relevant in first grade. But I think it'll be the opportunity to fly to Australia and actually play these other NRL sides, the under-19s equivalent, that I think will win a lot of guys over. And I promise you, when we look back in 10 years' time, you'll be able to look at this New Zealand Warriors under-19 side, this SG Ball team that's going to fly to Australia every second week and play against these other sides. And I promise you, a lot of them will go on to play first grade. Some of them will play for the New Zealand Warriors. Hopefully most of them do. But I promise you, there will be some absolute weapons that will come out of this under-19s SG Ball Warriors side for 2023. And they will end up at Australian clubs and they will do very, very well because the scouts will have their eyes on these guys. These are guys that would normally be a lot harder to find. The scouts will know that these are guys that are keen to play league. They're keen as all hell, and they want to get noticed over here in Australia. So we'll be interested to see how it plays out. This is some very positive news for the New Zealand Warriors. I hope that Adam Blair and Slade Griffin are able to do a very, very good job with this side. I think they could really challenge for an SG Ball competition in their first year. There are going to be a couple of really good teams in there. The Roosters, they'll be strong once again. Your Penrith, your Parramatta, they'll be very strong as they always are. Manly Seagulls, if I believe the younger Finu's still there, so they'll have a strong side as well. But this New Zealand side, they'll throw together, you know, 25-odd players that I haven't heard of, obviously, especially over the last few years. And I'm so confident they're going to unearth a couple of superstars, and hopefully they can go on through this junior system, play for the New Zealand Warriors, hopefully for the Vulcans as well, if that's who they enter back into the New South Wales Cup. But I promise you that some of these guys that will play in this New Zealand SG Ball side that will come over here next year, every second week and play here, I guarantee you some of them will end up in the NRL, and some of them will end up in the NRL at Australian clubs, because all of these...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Player managers, all of the coaches and everything, they'll be keeping a very, very close eye on it. A very positive day for New Zealand Rugby League, a very positive day for the New Zealand Warriors. It's been an absolute shit fight the last few years, and as I've always said, we're super appreciative for what the New Zealand Warriors have done. But the reality is we're going to get through halfway through next year. They're going to be back at Mount Smart Stadium, and that sort of appreciation, it'll never be forgotten. But the, you know, a bit of the sympathy will start to ease off. And that's the beauty of New Zealand Warriors fans. I already know that they're not sympathizing for their team anymore. They're ready to start winning and to start being successful and to start to build a strong franchise again that had its heart ripped out over the last 2 years. And this is where it starts. This is a great opportunity for them to start building from the ground, getting those young teenagers that are going to be the best footballers in New Zealand and dragging them away from rugby union, pulling them to league. And this will be a great lure for them. I assume the NRL is really going to help out a lot with this financially, and so they should, though. I think the NRL should try and cover as much of this as they possibly can for the Warriors. Unreal, great, great things coming out of the New Zealand Warriors yesterday afternoon. I'm very excited for this move. I think it's going to be great for the NRL, and I think it's going to be great for the New Zealand Warriors. It's a great way to compete with New Zealand Rugby Union, who at the moment seemingly have a bit of a stranglehold over the young local juniors in New Zealand who are very talented footballers.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.